This is the Hawk Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to Coppin State as the Hawks have defeated the Coppin State Lady Eagles 3-0 and another wild finish in what has been an apropos way to end the matchup after some of the things we've seen today. A fantastic showing by the Hawks, and we are joined now by the head coach of these Hawks, head coach Toby Renz, and congratulations on the win, coach.
Thank you very much.
And another 3-set victory, but really not a 3-set victory, not really indicative of how close this matchup was, especially in that third set. Take me through the third set. Your team is behind. It's 20-18 at one point. They had a great run to start. They had to recompose themselves. They come back. Extra points needed. They get the win.
Yeah, recompose yourself, I think that's a great way to put it, and because it happened throughout the match. And we had some adversity there because Lucia got hurt and sprained her ankle there in the first set, and I probably could have gone back to her, but I didn't want to risk maybe further injury there. But pleased with the way we battled in the third set. I thought we, even though I talked about it in between games two and three, that we still needed to go out and be aggressive, I thought we were a little tentative, and I thought we played to kind of protect that 2-0 lead. But we just absolutely battled and, you know, never gave up there and kept fighting, even when we were down. It looked like they could have won that set.
The Hawks again come out and have that second set was a very strong showing, one of the better performances we've seen since the conference schedule got started. A 407 attack percentage, 15 kills, 4 errors, pretty good numbers across the board. Mm-hmm. 3 service aces with just 1 error. It seemed like in the first set service errors were a big problem. It was 1 ace, 4 errors. Second set, it was very much cleaned up, and saw it little come back a bit in the third set. Talk me through the adjustments that were made between sets 1 and 2 as far as services were concerned.
Well, really our serving plan coming in was to be aggressive behind on the service line and try to get them out of system. And the change we really made was actually just trying to get a high percentage in the court in that second and third set. I thought we did a good job of that. And just because I think they're a very good passing team. They're a very, very sound passing defensively, sound serving team too. They're the kind of team that really don't beat themselves. Very skilled and did a really good job taking the ball, care of the ball. So then the way we countered it essentially was trying to get the ball in play and then giving our block an opportunity, our defense an opportunity to transition and score.
We've seen more and more set plays with Kirsten doing the setting, and then Petra will do it when she's in, and it's a little bit more back and forth. Today it was heavily Petra, and how much of that had to do with the fact that with Lucia going out, you had to switch up your game plan?
Well, oddly enough, I was thinking about it coming into this, switching to a 5-1. I like it, when both are in there because of Kirsten's hitting, obviously, but then having a second set of hands, and even when Petra digs in the back row, Kirsten's obviously very comfortable still running the offense in the front row. So for that aspect, it was good. But then when Lucia got hurt, that kind of made the decision for me. But I hope she's okay. We'll go back and take a look at her, and she seemed to respond okay. I'm sure it's going to be a little tender tomorrow, but very pleased with the way we kind of stepped up and rallied around.
And this was a good offensive performance as far as the attack goes all around. We saw Kirsten did pick up the kills. She had 12 kills on the matchup, 409 percentage. We also saw Zuzana. She was relied upon pretty heavily on the attack. 16 kills, 2 errors, 37 attempts, 378 her percentage.
Yep.
We saw a little bit of the play calling, I guess, on the court and some of the offense that we saw in the first few weeks of the season that has kind of opened up a little bit more. How comfortable are you as a coach knowing that you can rely on one player if you have to, if that's what the other team's giving you?
Yeah, you never want to rely just on one player. I think we talked yesterday about the balance. Yep. There, and I think that makes us hardest to defend. Mm-hmm. But I like to see it as, if one player wants to rise to the occasion, I'm very okay with that. But the game plan going in is, we want balance and set distribution. But I also talked to the setters about feeding the hot hand, and, they did do a good job of that. I thought Petra, she got the ball to Kirsten, she got the ball to Zoo, and they really did a good job of putting it away.
So you come out here, you're your goal is to win every point, win every set. You have taken this road trip, Morgan State, three-set victory, Coppin State, three sets and none victory, six sets, six-set wins. Mission accomplished, I would assume. Just how you drew it up.
Exactly. Definitely great growth. I talked to the team last night after the match. I think the biggest thing that we had from it is really good growth as a team. And, you know, that was Morgan was a team that had our number last year, and Coppin, too, for that matter. We had 2 5-set battles with Coppin last year. And, they've got some talent on their side. There's no doubt about that. But like how we responded, and most of all, just very pleased, not only with the 3-0 wins, but the growth that we had as a team this weekend.
Looking to next weekend, Delaware State on Friday night, and then you have at Hampton on the road on Saturday. Talk about how you can, what your preparation is going to be getting ready for those two. Pretty different, seeing as how we've already seen both teams this year.
Definitely seen both of them, but they both got some talent too, and the challenge there might be to come back and not only repeat the performance that we had before, but to kind of bring it to a different level, make some adjustments, and see if we can neutralize their strengths a little bit more. So that will definitely be the approach going in. And we have Delaware State at home and then Hampton on the road, and it's always a tough environment to play at Hampton, but we're going to do our best and, hopefully be in a good position to add a couple more W's.
Well, congratulations on the win today and the win throughout the weekend. 2 wins, 2 games up in here in Baltimore. Long road trip, but successful road trip. Congratulations.
This makes for an easy ride home.